And God bless each of you. It's good and pleasant for us to come together, dwelling telephonically and sharing this very special time of meditation and encouragement. And each day I say the same thing. I take great delight in welcoming each of you to this our corporate and collective prayer cycle. God has blessed us to see yet another week, and we glory in the fact that God has shown mercy on each of us, allowed our golden moments to roll on just a little while longer. God bless each of you. We come together each day. We humble ourselves. We pray. We praise God. And we intercede on behalf of the entire brotherhood of the great men of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. We praise God for each of you. I'm thankful to each of you that has taken the time to reach out to invite other brothers to our daily call. Our website has been updated to reflect our new sign-in number. And so if you need to refer others to our site to get the number, if you don't have it with you when you invite someone else, feel free to use that as a welcoming device. Thank God for each of you that has evangelized others to have them join the call. If you recognize as you sign in that there are voices that are missing that would normally be involved in this effort, feel free to reach out to them if you have their contact information. We have a list of over 200 brothers who have been part of this effort. Brother Eric Kirkland has done a fantastic job. He, along with Brother Fisher and others from Cap Omega, have been the guardians of this prayer call, as well as Brother Ray Johnson, the other visionary for this operation. And we thank you so much. We want to keep this alive, brothers, and do all we can to make this continually visible and viable to all of our brotherhood. If there's ever a time that we need prayer, and there's ever a time that we need to recognize the power of God and point our younger brothers, those who are not as mature as most of us on this call, it is now. Point the young brothers to this line. We all need prayer. From the newest initiate to the one who has been in fraternity as long as Brother Rudy Boone Sr., we need this. He's MUSI 1949. I don't think there's anyone on the line that is older in fraternity life than Brother Boone. All in between, we need the Lord, and we need prayer. We need to return to our moral standing in our communities. And we can only do that when we make God first in our lives. Forgive me for preaching, but I feel the urge to just remind us of who we are. One of the lines from my hymn says, with faith in God, heart and mind. That's a very powerful line from our hymn. Let's point our brothers Godward, and we will not fail. Thank you so much. We're delighted to have each of you on the phone, particularly those who are members of our Supreme Council. And we ask that you would continue to pray for each one of them. Delighted to have, again, grand officers on the phone. Again, I reference Brother Dr. Staccato Powell, immediate past grand chaplain who joins us each day on the phone. We're thankful for his presence and his prayers. We're also delighted to have GB35, Brother Dr. Dorsey C. Miller. And perhaps one day this week he will favor us with a greeting. We'll coordinate that and get back with you. But we are always delighted to have him on the line. And he has referred others himself of reclaiming those that should be and will be part of this ministry. Thank you so much, Dr. Miller. And then our leader, immediate past grand bachelors, Brother Dr. Antonio Knox. He joins us now. He's with us every day. And we ask now that you arise in spirit and receive him as he arises in spirit to salute us, to greet us, and to bless us with some words. God bless you. Dr. Knox, you have the microphone, sir.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Reverend Doctor. And good morning, brothers. And Reverend Doctor, thank you so much for your leadership. And we can feel where you're coming from. There's two commandments, brothers, that we must always keep in mind. We must love the Lord with all of our hearts, all of our souls, all of our mind, and all of our strength. And we must love thy neighbor as we love thyself. Brothers, we heard some troubling news last night in regards that we as black men, as black people, are still the least vaccinated of all here in this country. Brothers, and we're suffering from it. And we're the chosen ones. We're the leaders. So it's up to us to go out and encourage and make sure that we get the vaccination. Brothers, this information that comes out on the Internet, we're educated people, and we know better than that. Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Brothers, I thank you each and every day for the difference that you make. But please know that I love you all.
And Dr. Knox, we love you as well. Thank you so much for your timely remarks. And yes, we have a tough road ahead of us to influence, particularly our younger generation of blacks, that there's a need for them to be vaccinated, to be ready. As was indicated last night on our Supreme Council call, it's not a matter of if you'll be affected, it's when you'll be affected by this virus and its strains. Thank you so much, Dr. Knox. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor.
My brothers, what a joy it is every other Tuesday to hear the voice on Tenacious Tuesday and Terrific Tuesday of the 4th District Chaplain, Brother Reverend Theo Washington. He joins us now. Of course, he covers the states of Ohio and West Virginia. And we released a line to him now so that he might bless us with our time of meditation and prayer. God bless you, Brother Reverend Washington. You have the phone, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Richardson.
Amen.
Appreciate the comments and you taking the liberty to preach a little bit this morning. I appreciate my main man, Dr. Knox, as well, for giving us that information and letting us know. Brothers, yes, it is a full-time job to take care of us and our old community. And as Doc said a little earlier, it's going to take the Lord. One plus God is the majority. If God be for us, brothers, nobody could be against us. And that's just the truth. Today is day 265. We only have 100 days left in this year. Our reading and our study comes from a reflection, and it is entitled Mercy and Justice for All. Micah, whose name means who is like the Lord, has been called the prophet for the exploited and downtrodden. Corrupt kings, false prophets, bribed judges, and pilfering priests all become targets of Micah's prophetic barbs. Every level of Judah's society has been taken captive by greed and opportunism. Nahum, whose name means burden, concludes the saga began more than a century earlier in the book of Jonah. The Ninevites, who experienced the short-lived repentance, now face a tidal wave of judgment. Total destruction is sure, and escape is impossible. Habakkuk, whose name means embrace, is not afraid to wrestle with tough issues that test his faith. His questions of why and how long are met by comforting descriptions of the person and program of God. The more Habakkuk knows about the plan of God, the more he can relax in the loving arms of the planner, for indeed the righteous will live by their faith. Zephaniah, whose name means the Lord hides, paints a grim picture of death, destruction, and darkness of wayward Judah. He looks in all four directions before focusing on Jerusalem, the focus of God's chastening and the object of God's love. Last week, we read the book of Jonah and discovered that God delights to show his love to even the most wicked. Perhaps it surprised you to read this week that the city of Nineveh which was the object of God's love in the book of Jonah, became the object of his wrath and judgment in the book of Nahum. How can this be? Is God fickle in his feelings? How could God be angry with Jonah for failing to show mercy to the Ninevites, then turn around and act precisely the same way himself? The key is found back in Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7. There you will learn how the mercy of God and the justice of God blend together perfectly. Yahweh, the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy, I am slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. I lavish unfailing love to thousands of generations. I forgive iniquity, rebellion, and sin, but I do not excuse the guilty. I lay the sins of the parent upon the children and the grandchildren. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations. Brothers, and let me just add, that goes across every type of demographic that's black and that is white. How can so many people get away with murder today? Because it is today. The time is coming where God will settle all accounts equitably, when it will be too late for mercy, and in mercy's place, justice will prevail. For the Ninevites, that day of reckoning came approximately 150 years after Jonah's memorable visit. The Assyrians' change of heart in the days of Jonah became business as usual within a handful of years. God's patience is great, but it is not endless, brothers. And while he may be long-suffering today, there will come a day when those who have rejected him will do the suffering. On a 3x5-inch card, make a list of any grievances you are carrying against others that, from your perspective, are as yet unsettled. Now take your list of unrighted wrongs, commit each to the Lord in prayer, and then tear up the list, practice showing mercy. Lead justice to God. Those who see God's hand in everything can best leave everything in God's hands. And that is our thought for today. Those who can see God's hand in everything can best leave everything in God's hands. That is our reading for today. Brothers, on our prayer list, we have the family of our dearly departed brother, Eddie Woods, whose funeral services and homegoing was this weekend. We are praying for his wife, Monique, and his family, his mom and his dad and his children. Brother Bernard Moses requests that we pray for the brothers from Chi Iota chapter. Brother Eric Hennix, Terry Dingle, Leon Sturkey, Jamie Thomas, Bruce Addison, and Brother Julius Austin's paternal brother, Ralph Austin. Brother Hicks, Daryl Hicks, is requesting that we pray for Sister Celeste Kenton, that she will be victorious in a legal dispute, and also for Lorenzo Atwell, who is being scouted for baseball. Lorenzo has tennis elbow, and the scouts are coming, I do believe, this week. So we are praying for a quick recovery and so that elbow heals up so he can throw that ball. We are praying for the police chief, John Cooper, the Lake City Police Department, and the family of Lieutenant John Stewart, who lost his life while in pursuit of a suspect there. We are praying for the mayor here of Cleveland, Mayor Frank Jackson, and his family. His 24-year-old grandson was gunned down over the weekend out in the city streets of Cleveland. And from my understanding, there were three other young men also killed in that vicinity that may or may not be linked. We are have some great news. Brother Greg Lewis and Wendy Lewis. Brother Greg was blessed last week to be able to give his wife, Wendy, one of his kittens. Both Greg and Wendy are doing fine. Wendy's levels are stabling. They are, the kidney is working, and they are both at home recovering. So we thank the Lord for that, the doctors, and for a husband being able to give his wife one of his kidneys. As always, brothers, we are praying for those that are addicted and in prison. We're praying for all of our children, our teens, our schools, and our teachers. We're praying for our soldiers, our government. We're praying for our pastors and preachers. We're praying for our community. We're praying for every Christian and church that call on the name of Jesus Christ, our families. We're praying for the widows, our spouses, our fraternity. We're praying for our elder brothers, our grand officers, our district officers, our graduate brothers and our undergraduate brothers, our IHQ staff, and we are praying for this Praying Omega's ministry, that God will keep us steadfast and going strong to be a beacon of light and to pray for this entire brotherhood. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father and our God, Lord, we come once again thanking you for life. We thank you for breath in our bodies. We thank you for allowing us to get up and see another day that we have not seen before. We thank you for all the brothers on this call. Lord, we ask that you would bless us, that this ministry would be able to grow in number and touch more brothers so that we will be able to share and come and be on one accord in the morning. We thank you for this avenue of prayer. We thank you for the fellowship of the brethren. We thank you for the friendship and our brotherhood. We thank you for Jesus Christ, his protection, his provision. And we thank you for salvation through Christ. Lord, we come to you asking that you would remember our sick and shut in, our list. This morning, those that are on the list, Lord, we ask that you would continue to touch their bodies and heal them. We ask that those that are grieving, that you would give them comfort and motivate them and encourage them. Lord, we ask that you remember our community today, Lord, and we remember those that have been victims of gun violence. We ask that you remember our world that's in most places at war, all of the natural disasters, those that have been affected by the hurricanes and the wildfires. Lord, we ask that you touch them and give them what they need to make it through these difficult times. Lord, we ask a special blessing and prayer and healing for our community, those that are victims of just random shootings, those that are caught up in gang violence. We ask that you touch their hearts. Those families that had children being innocent bystanders that were have been gunned down or injured. Lord, we ask that you bless them and give them the strength to make it through these difficult times. Lord, we ask that you remember this Praying Omegas ministry. Lord, we ask that you remember every brother, touch us, everyone on this call, all of our families, members that are represented here today. We ask that you bless this fraternity, our leadership. Lord, we ask that you bless each brother's individual lives, our finances, our health, and our influence. Lord, we ask that you allow us to be the examples of Christian manhood that's needed today in these last times to be able to deal with these people of this era that you have given us to be the influence to. Lord, let us not hide our light, but to let our light shine so that others will be able to see the light of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you forgive us for our sins and wherever we have gone contrary to your will. And Lord, as we leave this call, but never your sight, we ask that you go with us out, keep us safe, give us safe traveling grace, give us the opportunity to be able to minister to somebody, to say something on your behalf, and to stand up for Jesus Christ, no matter if they're white or black, Lord, because we understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it is and comes down to believers and non-believers. Lord, we ask for all these things in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and that your kingdom will grow and come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let every brother say amen.
Amen.